I played for St Ives Rangers from about 9 till about 14. Then we moved to Needingworth, and then came back to St Ives at the under-18s when I was about 16. Played there until I was 16, 17, 18, and then joined the first team.
Yeah, so what? How old are you now? 19 now?
19, yeah.
And have you always scored lots of goals throughout your career?
I've scored like a fair amount, I guess, but obviously never. It's never been quite as good as this year.
Yeah, prolific as this year. Now, it'd probably be quite embarrassing if I ask you to describe yourself as a player, so maybe I'll get Junior to do it instead. What sort of strengths does Connor have? What makes him so lethal in front of goal?
I think he's very average, if I'm honest. But
cheers, James.
No, I'm going to joke. To be fair, it's easy to sort of talk about how good he really is, and having played professional football myself, you know, I've played with and against some good players, but he's the real deal. He's got a hell of a lot of potential, and at 19, you know, from a forward, when you've got unbelievable sort of speed and an ability to sort of come short, get the ball, get turned, take two or three players. And this year, I mean, I've literally laughed playing on the pitch with him, because it's been like watching a little kid in a playground, just taking, you know, two or three players on and just doing what he wants. So it's for his football education, he needs to move on. It's a horrible thing to sort of say, because the club's fantastic, St Ives, but he's far too good, and it's just a case of, you know, when and who he goes to.
Yeah, finding the right environment to develop that talent. And from your experience, if a player can score loads of goals at, say, UCL Premier level, I'm sure there'll be listeners thinking, well, okay, Connor could score loads of goals at that level, but how would that translate further up the football pyramid? Does it tend to be, if you're a good goal scorer, you can score goals wherever?
To be honest, I think what Connor's got in his armoury, basically, is that it's not just his goals. He creates chances, and you know, when you're playing with better players, you know, the chance is always going to come. He will naturally score goals, but it's everything else that he does as well. And there's certain things that you can't even coach. It's just almost like a God-given ability, basically. And he's got that. So he's got all the tools, and it's going to come down to probably how much he wants it, and, you know, things off the pitch, in terms of, you know, making sure you've given yourself every opportunity to be the best player that you can be. So, you know, and he's sound in that respect as well. He's dedicated and looks after himself, and I think he's got a great future.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the options you've got on the table at the moment. Let's start with Peterborough United, who we know have got a bit of interest. They're offering you a trial, is that right?
Yes, it's a trial.
So you get to pop along and basically they have a look, and do you get to play in a couple of games? How does that work?
I'm honestly not sure. I guess it'll sort of be turning up and being involved with training, and then obviously they'll have a look and see. Probably mostly, obviously, with it being the tail end of the season, it'll probably be more training games rather than actual games.
But. Yeah, but still a chance to show what you can do. Cambridge United and Dagenham also interested. Let's just talk more generally about the sort of decision that you got to make. What goes through your mind at this stage? Do you have an agent, or have you got to find yourself an agent to help you out?
No, because I've never done this before, I didn't really, and obviously you hear so many bad things about agents, and Junior's far from my agent, but he's offered to represent me, which is it's a great thing as well, because obviously he's got so much experience and like to pass on, and it's obviously he's got my best interests at heart, which is obviously a great thing. So I think the decision mostly comes down to where I feel that I'm going to develop best, because obviously I've never had pro coaching before, so I'm very raw. So I think obviously the first choice needs to be the place that I'm going to develop the best.
Yeah, and it's a challenge, isn't it? It's a really difficult decision to make, because obviously you're going to get offers from the likes of Peterborough United, who are way up the football pyramid, but then the gamble, I suppose, is it's that much more difficult to break in, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That is, obviously, you've totally summed it up there, that is the decision. Do you go to the bigger club, where you've probably got less chance of playing first team football, or do you go to a smaller club where they're maybe more likely to develop you? I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah, I suppose it's nice, though, to have a couple of local sides on the table showing some interest, because when it comes to settling in, if you can go somewhere that's only just up the road, that's hopefully going to make that process a bit easier.
Yeah, exactly. As I say, I've never done anything like this before, so it'd be quite difficult to, obviously, a whole new lifestyle, I guess. So.
And the club have obviously mentioned three teams that are interested in you. So far as you know, are there other clubs as well? I should imagine, given your goals record, if I'm a football manager and I don't know who you are, I'm probably not doing my job properly.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest. Obviously, they're the ones that I know of, and everything goes through the club, so other than that, I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah, and what's the situation for St Ives? Given your age, I suppose, are they certain to get some money out of you? Will they'll benefit as well?
Yeah, I am contracted to St Ives until next year, so obviously there'll be, between the two clubs, there'd have to be some sort of negotiation, I guess.